Now, the rest of the story. There is a generation still living that recalls another Japan, and its numbers include the American fighting men who will neither forget nor forgive, and who sometimes, after a brew or two, may regale any who will listen with the stories of what the Japanese did to our boys in the Second World War. And if what I'm about to relate does not even the score, it's nonetheless necessary that we know that the United States Navy has heaped its share of brutality on some prisoners. That is the rest of the story. Rick Trout once worked for a Navy defense contractor. He was a civilian advisor, but also an inside man, privy to top-secret operations that necessitated a signed oath of silence. But Rick Trout didn't know what he was getting into until he was in it, and thus was born a moral dilemma that would haunt him until at last he sought to tell the world what he had seen. I have the document containing Rick's observations. It alleges our Navy's cruel mistreatment of prisoners. It describes beatings and intentional starvation as punishment. One prisoner kicked repeatedly in the head, another bludgeoned mercilessly. The document tells of one punishment the Navy called axing, making the starving prisoner watch while his meager food ration was dumped as garbage. Rick relates how prisoners were crippled or blinded, often kept in solitary confinement, so confining that any movement was all but impossible. These are the Trout Chronicles. Ghastly memories etched permanently into the brain of a man who got angry and eventually refused to be silent any longer. And so now he is talking. And that's why Rick Trout is now revealing what he knows, despite threats, official and otherwise. Example, a telegram from his defense contractor former employer, quote, "Dear Mr. Trout, it has come to our attention that you have disclosed classified information. Your actions have been referred to the Office of the United States Attorney and appropriate investigative agencies. Govern your future actions accordingly," end quote. But Rick says that the sadism to which he was witness was not classified, and if by any stretch of the imagination it could be considered such, then, he said, how will tomorrow's stormtroopers be stopped? Or, for that matter, today's? And now he's not alone. Mr. Trout is no longer alone. Others are coming forward, corroborating his revelations and adding to them, insisting that at least 16 prisoners suffered death by mistreatment, and that others had been purposely driven to suicide. And it is said the cruelty persists to this day. For the prisoners I have been describing, captured in Japanese waters, are not soldiers. They're not people. They're porpoises, dolphins, the gentlest of mammals, being trained for military operations at sea, for undisclosed duties, under secret circumstances, behind a curtain marked classified, and thus is gentle Flipper learning in agony to behave like us. And now you know the rest of the story.